Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Weekend Edition on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The political debate over the future of healthcare is moving into a new phase after Republican leaders in the House dropped their legislation to replace the Affordable Care Act. Joining us to discuss what's next is Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Sharon?
Great. Well, President Trump is repeating his dire predictions for the Affordable Care Act. He says the Obama-era law will explode. Given that assertion, now that the ACA is in place for the foreseeable future, are you concerned that its opponents will actively try to undermine it?
Very much so. I thought that from day one. If they didn't get their repeal and replace with this crazy bill or some other bill, I've always thought that they're going to. And it's not just the health care bill. I'm afraid they're going to do it with environmental laws, worker safety laws, and across the board.
What can people who support the ACA in Congress do to prevent potential sabotage or undermining of the existing Health Care Act?
Mostly stay aware. I mean, these kinds of things are the things that don't oftentimes make the headlines. They're often either small little amendments that they make within the regulations, they don't come to Congress, or there are small things, certain regulations that they don't enforce. And people like me, I will try my best to keep the general public informed. But when they get informed, they have to do what they just did, which is to get up in arms and go see their members of Congress, call the president, speak out, be active. I think this is a victory for the American people because of the activism we just saw.
Now, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is concerned about the ACA, of course, also known as Obamacare. He says rules and restrictions are costing the state a lot of money. So I wonder if Congress can realistically do something to address some of these concerns.
So there's plenty of opportunity to work together if you want to fix some of the things that we didn't do the right the first time. But that takes cooperation and the desire to sit at the table and compromise. And we've seen no indication on this bill or any other action under this administration that they are willing to compromise with almost anybody. They couldn't compromise with just Republicans, and they never reached across the table to talk to Democrats on any of this bill. My only hope is that they learned a lesson from what they just did. And the lesson should be, in the United States Congress, you have to reach across the aisle to try to come up with compromise. When we passed the ACA, no, we didn't get any Republican votes, but we also gave them over 100 amendments after a year and a half of debate and discussion.
The collapse of this legislation to repeal and replace the ACA is pretty broadly described as a stunning defeat for the president, especially this particular President Trump, since he calls himself such an ace deal maker. And how do you think that this affects his efforts to accomplish his other legislative priorities, including major tax overhaul that he says he wants to move to next and a big infrastructure bill?
It's a significant setback. I mean, again, if he doesn't change his approach towards government, he comes at the next bill, whatever the next bill is going to be, in the same manner, he just was taught a lesson by the American people that that's not the way we're going to work. We don't have a king. We don't have an emperor. The infrastructure bill is a classic example. Everybody is for spending more money on infrastructure. The problem comes is, okay, how are you going to pay for it? And obviously that opens up a big door with the broad degree of options that we have on raising revenue. If you want to have that discussion, believe me, it will be an honest discussion. There will be debate. There will be discussion, and there will be no one who likes the bill that comes out. But there will be a compromise bill that can move this country forward.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano. This is WBUR.